Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for the Reaching the World for Christ broadcast in memory of the late evangelist Lloyd Yearwood. We'll be joined by all of our regular guest ministers. Stay tuned for the next 2 hours and listen in with a multitude of listeners from around the world. And now, coming to you live from Jellico Plains, Tennessee, USA, here's your host, Betty Yearwood and son Timothy Scott Dockery.
Praise the Lord, everyone. Good to be back on Blog Talk Radio, Reaching the World for Christ in memory of Evangelist Lloyd Yearwood. And we just want everybody to feel welcome to come in and praise the Lord with us. And if you have a prayer request and you're on Facebook, just post it on there and we'll see it and we'll pray over it. And tell all your friends and your neighbors about the broadcast and let them join in with us. And just pray for us tonight. Our throats are still messed up, but God's good anyways. We're coming out of Matthew 4:17, and it says, from that time Jesus began to preach and to say, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And I want to say to anybody out there, if you're listening and you don't know the Lord, and he's dealing with your heart, just ask him to come into your heart to forgive you of your sins and just keep walking in him, and you'll make heaven your home one day. And that's what the broadcast is about today, is getting souls saved and getting them ready for the kingdom of God. And we're going to go ahead and sing a song here right now. So just bear with us.
Bear with her as she makes her way on over to me. Over here on the other side.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Y'all sing with us out there. We're going to go to the Lord.
I'm not serving ever. I'm sorry.
We're kind of out of the loop. We ain't been on here in a few weeks. Y'all have to pray for it.
Living below in this cold, sinful world, hardly a comfort can afford. Striving alone to face temptation's door, where can I go but to the Lord? Where could I go? Oh, where could I go? Seeking a refuge for my soul, needing a friend to save me in the end. Where could I go but to the Lord? Neighbors are kind, I love them, everyone. We get along as we accord. But when I spoke, he fell from above. Where can I go but to the Lord? Where could I go? Oh, where could I go? Seeking a refuge for my soul.
Savior, Eternity, or not think about
Maybe you might pass away or get killed, or you don't know what could happen in this day and hour that we're living in. Praise God. But the subject is today, praise God, on repenting and being born again into the family of God. Praise God. And children, I'll tell you, without the new birth, we'll never make it in, except you and I recognize that we're lost and we undone without the Lord.
Amen.
Praise God. We come down and with a broken heart and a contrite spirit, begin to call upon that mighty name of Jesus. Praise God, because he come into this world. According to the word of God, he left the splendors of heaven. Praise God, come down here and was born. Praise God, and come to die that you and I could have life and we could live. Not willing that idiot perish, but all would come to repentance. And think about it and singing it and talking about the subject today. Praise God, thought about little John the Baptist that come out of the wilderness to Judea. And he began to cry and repent, for the kingdom of heaven is in hand. Praise God. And then there comes Jesus. Begin to preach the word of God and tell people, you got to be saved. You got to repent and turn from your wicked ways.
Amen.
Call upon the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And friend, I'll tell you, time's run out for people, and people are leaving every day. Praise God. And it ain't just all the old people that's dying out. But a lot of young people is leaving this world. But however you leave here, that's the way you're going to rise. Well, again, one day, you leave with sin in you. You'll get up on that resurrection morning, praise God, and you still be a sinner. But friend, I tell you, today is the day of salvation.
Yes.
Praise God, and don't put it off today. You need to do, but just come wherever you at.
Amen.
Praise God, and call upon the name of the Lord. You don't have to have a preacher. Praise God. You don't have to be in a church. You can be anywhere you're at, up and down the road, and the Spirit of God begins to deal with your heart, and you begin to pray and talk to him. He said he would in no wise turn you away.
Amen.
Praise God, told it ain't his will that you leave here prepared to meet God. So repent, children of you sins. Praise God to the Lord Jesus. You can't read it off or tell the priest about it. Praise God, you got to bring it to Jesus Christ, the great and the mighty high priest. The great I am, praise God. And they said, when he's born, what are you going to name him? And it said, Emmanuel, being interpreted, God with us. And they gave him a name above every name. And at that mighty name, every knee is bowed, every tongue will confess that he's Lord of lords and he's King of kings. Lord, I tell you, it's time that we, as a people, are out there, and people everywhere, and even them that don't know him, and the pre-pardon of sin, I begin to turn your life around, because time is a fading away. Time is a running out. Praise God, the writer said, in a little while, he that will come, he will come. And I say it all the time, but my question is to you, if he comes today, if he comes tonight, praise God for you or me or somebody else, where are we going to spend eternity at? Praise God, I tell you, you're lucky maybe if you live 75, 80 years down here. So I know some goes on and makes it to 100. But that's nothing compared to eternity. Honey, there's no end to it. It's everlasting. It's forever and ever. Praise God. It's either eternal life, praise God, of peace and happiness, rejoicing forever and forevermore, or it's eternal hell. Praise God, or there'll be weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth. My friend, somebody said, who's going to go down there? Everybody that ain't got their name wrote down in the Lamb's Book of Life. Oh, the Word of God said in Revelation, and John wrote closed out. Praise God, he said the books is going to be open, and another book is going to be open, which is the Book of Life, and the dead is going to be judged out of these things that are written therein. And friend, I'll tell you, if my name ain't in the Lamb of the Life, then I'll be turned away out of all nations after it's gone. But let's pray, let's bind together. Thanks to God. You may say, well, you don't believe like I do. I don't believe like you do. Praise God, I'll tell you what, we all got to agree on. That there's one way. You may see the Word of God a little different. We may not dot every I just like each other does, across every T. But friend, there's one thing that we got to do. We've all got to come to the throne of grace. We've all got to come to Jesus and repent of our sins, get born again, praise God, and live the life not pleasing unto me. Hallelujah. Because I'll tell you, God's ways is so much higher than my ways. I can't even imagine the depths of the deepness. Praise God. The power of God is in the Spirit and the love of the Lord. But I know one thing. He's holy. He's pure. Hallelujah. He'll take the blackest heart they are and full of sin, full of corruption. And the devil's got you all messed up. Hallelujah. And you don't know what you're going to do. But going down. Hallelujah. The devil's took you. Father, you want to go. Sin has took you, Father. And you want to go. And it's cost you far more than you want to pay. Friend, I'll tell you. And at the end, it will take you right into hell where you'll die for eternity. But oh, we'll come to Jesus, the man that loved us, and the man that died first, and the man that you can call on in the time of need, and in the time of trouble, he'll come to your rescue. Devil can get you so far down, you're down in the dumps, you feel like you're dying. Hallelujah. Sin is tricky. Father, you want to go. But who do you call on to get you out of it? I've never heard of nobody. A friend of the devil. I thought he'll take you. And he'll take you. Till there ain't nothing left of you. Praise God. But then, but Lord, I'm so glad today to know a name and know a man that's called Jesus. Amen. You can call on when your life is in shambles and your life is wrecked, praise God, and everything's against you because the devil took you farther than you want to go. But Jesus will come. He'll straighten your life out. He'll make you be in him. Be at peace with you. He'll take you in his arms. And he'll love you. He'll care for you. He'll comfort you. And he'll give you joy in your heart one more time. I'm talking about joy. out of every flesh to know who Jesus is. And praise God, you can call on him anytime. I thank the Lord for all your requests. And thank God for the ones that we've heard about how the Lord's touched us. We're still believing. We're still accepting. I praise God, the prayers of the righteous, they avail us much. Still believing. My sister Betty, the Lord can heal that boy. Praise God, still believing. The Lord is saving that lost son, that daughter, husband, and wife. Because he come to die that we can live. Oh, church, I'll tell you, we need to get our faith wrapped up in Jesus and not in man. Oh, I'll tell you, a man can look at you and shake his head and say, ain't nothing else I can do for you. That's as far as I know. But ain't you glad? My Lord, an old person that can take you on beyond your imagination. Hallelujah. I tell you, somebody that told me in my life, that's where I'd be, I'd have never believed it. But God knows. He knows all about you. He knows you lying down at night. He knows where you got your faith at. He knows who you believe in and who you trust in. Take care of us and lead us right out of this battle and out of this storm that's a raging on every hand. Every side.
Thank you, Jesus.
You turn on world news, you begin to look about it. You begin to hear all the bad things. Brother, we're in a cruel world. We're in a sad time. We're in a world crying and dying all across our land and all across our country. Dying, dying, sickness, heartaches, somebody is leaving. My brother, I've stated a lot of times, it may be your neighbor down the road, it may be some of your family way off, but my Lord, it could even be you. Praise God. What it is, somebody said, what are you doing here? Well, I'll tell you, Lord, praise God, somebody asked me the other day, weren't you preaching about the big missile that they want to send in here and wipe us all out? I said, praise God, what I'm out for, to tell somebody whatever's happening, whatever is coming on this world, there's an answer, and his name is Jesus. We've got to know him. We've got to repent of our sins. We've got to hold on to him. When praise God, sin has took you. I used to sing that song, sin will take you. Father, you want to go? It will. It'll cost you far more than you want to pay. Drugs and alcohol, the cares of this world will pull you, and it'll pull you. Somebody said, oh, but I feel good. Hallelujah. Look what the devil's done to you. Look where he's trying to take you. He's trying to get people to overdose. And he even goes far enough and telling people, you'd be better off if you're dead. But you better hear me tonight. Hallelujah. If you ain't got Jesus, you're looking at hell. You're looking at a lake of fire. You're looking to perish and to burn forever and evermore. No end to it. But praise God. But Jesus come to give you life and to give you deliverance and to raise you up. How many people?
Come on.
You seen was on the bottom line. going down maybe for the last time, seeing the tucking father pull them down till they were no hope, no look like, no way out. Praise God, but the subject was, you'd repent. My Lord, if you'd repent, a nation that forgot about God, and more, by the devil's closing in, the world closing in, sin and iniquity is abundant, and the love of many is waxing cold, hallelujah, on their way out, on their way down, the nation, I'll say it again, we'll forget about God, we'll be turned into hell, but let me tell you, my Lord, but a nation that will remember there's a God in heaven. He shared his open unto the bride. If we'll turn back to God with all of our heart, he'll heal our nation. He'll heal our land. He'll save our way by our children and bring them in to the full, hallelujah, before it's too late. I'll tell you, church, it's in a playground. It's in a battlefield. The war's on. Who's siding me in your home? We better get on God's side.
Amen.
Stay with him.
Thank you,
Jesus. He said, I'll stay with you.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. What he's really saying, long as I stay pure, long as I stay holy, long as I walk according to this book,
yeah.
Praise God, he'll be right there with me.
Yes, he will.
I leave God's word. Praise God, I'm leaving the Lord. Because he is. He is the Word of God. In the beginning, it says, was the Word. The Word was God. The Word was God. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. Oh, we need to cry unto the Lord. Save our nation. Save our people. Let's tell our people how the right ways to go.
Yeah.
Oh, I know everybody's got a choice. He said, choose to stay. Choose what you're going to go with. Choose what kind of life. And I think about it. But what did old Joshua say when he come to him? He said, you serve the gods of the Ammonites and the God of the Hittites. You serve the gods of this world. You serve the world of lust and follow the flesh. Hallelujah. But old Joshua, I believe he looked at him and said, I don't know what you boys is going to do, but said, for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. What we need to get our minds made up. We need to get our foot on the rock. Who we got our faith in? Who we got our hope in? If in this world only you got hope in Jesus, you of all men most miserable, but I've got hope of life eternity in him. Though man, Jesus said, he that believeth in me, though he's dead, yet shall he live. He that liveth and believeth in me, he said he shall never die. But praise God, we can live on and on and on. We may lay these old bodies down, this old tabernacle that we have dead. That don't mean, and you may look and say, well, he's dead. But I'll tell you what, if you got Jesus, you just begin to live. Bible said, he that has the Son, they have life, and they'll never see death. They'll never come and walk in condemnation. There ain't no condemnation. If they're under in Christ Jesus, who walks after the Spirit and not out of the flesh, we need to get filled up.
Amen.
With the Spirit and the power of Almighty God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And believe that our God is a delivering God.
Yes.
And he's able to take us on beyond this old world.
Amen.
Praise God. And no matter what's coming or what's going, praise God, we got our faith anchored in Jesus.
Yes.
Praise God, because time's coming. Boy, we're going to have to be anchored more and more. I'm going on just a little bit. Praise God, to the book of Romans, 6th chapter. Still thinking. Now, hallelujah, on the subject. Men everywhere ought to repent.
Yeah.
All the way. I just got new birth. Being born again.
Amen.
Not a corruptible seed, but an incorruptible.
Yes.
By the power of the mighty God. Brother, we can't save ourselves,
amen,
but he can save us.
Yes.
If we present our eyes to him and come boldly. Here, praise God. In the book of Romans, the 6th chapter, some pretty powerful stuff down here. Hallelujah. But if he begin to write, praise God for the believers. Praise God. Believe that die to sin. Gotta die to sin.
Yes.
Hallelujah. We must live in sin. We walk in sin. We're all born in iniquity, weren't we? From our mother's womb. Hallelujah. We come into this world and begin to live. But boy, when we come to know right from wrong, when we come, praise God, to the age of accountability, and some to the different age. You can't put an age limit on it.
Amen.
Some come early God, and they recognize on the Spirit of the Lord to dealing with them.
Yes.
And we make a choice that we're going to stay with the Lord.
Amen.
But Paul come here, hallelujah, talking in the 6th chapter of the book of Romans. What shall we say then? What are we going to say about this thing? What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin? Hallelujah. Let me tell you, we ain't going to continue in sin. Because he said, shall we continue in sin? That grace may abound. Praise God. Shall we continue in sin? That grace may abound. Verse 2. It said, God forbid. Hallelujah. God forbid me and you to continue in sin. We were sinners. We lived in sin. But when we come to know Jesus, hallelujah, we're not sinners no more.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You can go all down through here. Scripture's on top of Scripture. Hallelujah. Talking about that old man, that old on earth. He don't live no more. Hallelujah. I may be in the same old body. I may look the same. I may part my hair still the same. But brother, I'll tell you, I'm walking around. You are today dead in sin. When we come to know Jesus, he took that old stony heart out of us and put a new heart and a new mind. Hallelujah. Shall I continue in sin? No! God forbid that we continue in sin. Oh, them that sin, them that's living in sin, they're the devil. I'm going to say it with all the love in my heart. If you go to that altar, you go down there and you say, you confess to the preacher and you people, I got saved. You don't go back out the door and live by the same old life you did live. They completely turn around in you. Oh, the pity man, then Christ, he's a new creature. An old man's dead. An old man's gone. He's been killed. Hallelujah. And Jesus begins to live in our heart and life. For today, no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus, who walks not after the flesh. You kill this old man. Take your body in my head on the wall back. I used to sing a song. Who comes where before me? I'm older than you. I could have either. So what must I do? I'll tell you what we got to do. We got to lay off that old coat.
Yeah.
We got to lay off that old man. We gotta put down all the wickedness and that sin and that corruption that tears our lives all to pieces. Can we put on a new coat? Brother, I'll tell you what. And it said in that song that a new coat. It fits me so good. It's good in the winter. It's good in the storm. Hallelujah. When the storms of the rage, when the fires and the forces of hell is beating you down, my God coming against you, you're a child of the King. That spirit, that anointing that lives in you will lift up a standard against the powers of the enemy. For you can walk in victory.
Amen.
You can live with joyful enough and happiness. The word of God said, greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. Lord, we need to pull off that old man. We need to let aside him weights and sin and ease in the shadows and run this race.
Praise God.
Not just playing around.
Come on.
Hallelujah. This is a battlefield.
Yes, it is.
This ain't a playground.
Right.
Boy, you're fighting for her.
Thank
We're fighting
Jesus.
For her life.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Praise God. I tell you what. Paul said we're not fighting against flesh and blood.
Come on.
But against principalities. Against powers of the air. In spiritual weakness.
Amen.
In high places. Ain't you ever been in church and the devil's just in there trying to power you, trying to overpower you, trying to pull you down, trying to take a hold of you. Every way you turn, he's trying to pull you away from the power of God. But brother, I'll tell you, if we really got Jesus in our heart, we got somebody. Praise God to give us power to print on scorpions. Power over the enemy. Power over them. Oh yeah, they'll jump in your head. It'll cut no way, but we got power to put them down. We got power to cast down imagination. We got power to cast down weakness and shed the way. And through the mighty name of Jesus, we are more than an overcomer. The Christ lives in us if we really got it right with the Lord.
Amen.
Come on.
Shall we continue in sin? No. Hallelujah. What I'm going to say. All the love in my heart. You went down to that altar. You say you got right with God. You got back up from there and started going right back in the same old path you was in. Walking in the same old footsteps.
On,
you need to get what you need.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You need to run back down to an altar somewhere. Call on that mighty name. Praise God, because, boy, I tell you, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. All things have passed away.
Yes.
All things are made new. He said, shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid it ain't it that these preachers is forbidden. It says God forbid it. Hallelujah. I'll tell you, God forbid, how shall we that are dead to sin? How can me and you, how can you that's dead to sin? Praise God, live any longer.
Yeah.
There it is. Hallelujah. If you're dead to something, Praise God, you ain't going to live in it.
Amen.
We die after sin.
Right.
But we come alive in the power of a resurrected Savior. Why? How come I live? Because I'm here to tell you, Jesus lives.
Yeah.
And he makes intercession for you and me. He rose on that third day. He's alive.
Yes.
Lord, we got to get our faith anchored in him.
Amen.
I believe he's just as big as mine in your faith.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Faith, the Bible says, in God. We've got to have faith. We're believing God's able to take care of us.
Amen.
We believe the Lord's able to give us victory over sin and over death,
right.
Hell and the grave. Praise God, he said. Oh, how can you, how can we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? Listen to what he said in verse 3. Know ye not that so many of us as was baptized into Jesus Christ was baptized into his death.
Yes.
Hallelujah. We was baptized into his death. Praise God.
Amen.
We're resurrected in his power.
Yes.
It ain't me and you no longer. Praise God. It ain't the flesh no longer. Praise God. It's Christ Jesus lived in me and you.
Glory.
And then he said, men that are led by the Spirit of God are the sons of God.
Yes.
What I'm telling you, when you go down to that altar, you repent yourself, you get the Spirit of God in your heart and life. And praise God, you'll be led, and you won't be led back out in sin. He'll lead you to righteousness. He'll lead you to holiness. He'll lead you all into perfection.
Amen.
You become strong men and strong women.
Praise God.
Sure, your people.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. There's been a difference. There's been a change made in me and you. Praise the Lord. I tell you, know ye not that so many of us have been baptized. Pray blood and then get baptized.
Come on.
Sure, people went to the altars. That's what you gotta do.
Amen.
Boys, I tell you, you gotta stay there till you get something.
Come on.
You gotta repent of your sins. That old man has got to leave you.
Amen.
And that new man, and I'm going to say, when that new man comes into you, if you come with a broken heart and a contrite spirit, the Spirit of God is a draw on you.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And you come down sorry for your sins and pray. Lord, forgive him of sins. I'm sorry, Jesus. Save me, Lord. Get it all out of me. Praise God. Come into my heart. And into my, he said, I'll come in. I'll take my bow down inside of you. I'll be your God. You'll be my sons.
Hallelujah.
And my daughters. Save the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm afraid a lot of people didn't really get what they needed that night or day when they went down to that altar. Hallelujah. You can't just take him off and then throw him away. No. Lord, I tell you, he'll put something in you. Praise God, like you ain't never felt, like you ain't never experienced in all your walk of life. When you really get a hold of him, you're a new creature. That old flesh is gone. Hallelujah. Baptized. Praise God, therefore, we are buried with him by baptism unto death. Been buried, then die. But I've been die out. Then die out to sin.
Amen.
Then get washed, then get cleansed. Hallelujah.
Come on.
Praise the Lord, things they wanted to hold on to.
Amen.
You can't hold on to one thing in this world.
Amen.
Praise God, because the weights, sins,
come on.
We'll pull you down.
Amen.
Hallelujah. That's reading Paul said, lay aside every weight, every sin that easily besets you. And let's run this race with patience. Hallelujah. Baptized unto his death, that life as Christ was raised, was risen up from the dead. Praise God, by the glory of the Father. Even so also shall walk in unity of life. Praise God. When you started living, you hear that old song? I just started living.
Yes.
Praise God, we got baptized into his death. And we've become a new creature.
Yes.
We just started living. We started walking in the realm of the Spirit, in the Word of God, fulfilling the blessings of the Lord and the Word of God. Not fulfilling the flesh no longer.
Come on.
Hallelujah. Amen. Be in Christ. He's a new creature.
Yeah.
I'm getting ready to come. Close here. But Lord, we need to turn back to God.
Amen.
We need to cry unto the Lord. Because he's a healer. He's a rewarder. If we had come to him, we abide in him and his word abide in us. We can ask what we will in his name. And he said that he'd do it.
Yes.
There's one thing that Jesus can't do.
Amen.
He cannot lie.
That's right.
He'll do. Praise God. If you ask him something,
thank you.
He don't do it for you. It's not because of him.
Come on.
It's because of you or me.
Amen.
Because we're not buying or we're not believing strong enough.
Come on.
Because there may be a little doubt. Praise God. But how are we going to get faith? We're going to get faith on our knees. We're going to get faith. The Bible says faith come here. Hear it by the word of God. You don't get it. You don't get faith sitting in front of the TV screen or watching every ungodly thing. Praise God. You get pulled down lower and more. But if you get in the word of God, faith come to hear and hear it by the word.
Amen.
Praise God.
He went on. Hallelujah. Walking in newness of life. Verse 5. If we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. I tell you, we'll be in the likeness of his resurrection. My grave can't hold us down.
Amen.
We've gone by the way of the grave. Oh, grave, praise God, cannot hold us. I'm telling you, redeemed of God, done gone home.
Yes.
They're going to come out of there. Didn't it say the dead in Christ will rise first?
Amen.
Hallelujah. By my.
Jesus.
Praise God. We're going home with him. Verse 6, he said, knowing this, our old man is crucified.
Yes.
Have you peeled out that old man?
Yes.
All that old imagination, and that old sin, and that old corruption that was in your heart and in your mind. Oh, when I know the devil will try to bring it back in your mind.
Amen.
He'll try to put it in your heart. But have we not power over the power of the enemy?
Thank you, Jesus.
We got power to cast it down.
Yes, we do.
We got power to cast down imagination.
Yeah.
And every thought that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God.
Come on.
We got power.
Yeah.
Lord, then leave us down here.
Amen.
And then give us what we needed to fight against the devil with.
Thank you.
He gave us power.
Yes, he did.
Hallelujah. And when he saved us, he gave us power to put down.
Yes.
But boys, when people will go on and obey this word and follow him and get filled with the power of God and the Holy Ghost of God, and he said, after the Holy Ghost is coming on you, you shall receive power, more power, to walk in victory, power to shout hallelujah in the house of God. I know you can't shout if the Spirit ain't there.
Thank you,
But why is the spirit there?
Amen.
I'm telling you, something wrong.
Come on.
With these churches that don't have no spirit.
Amen.
And I hate to say it, but I'm quoting God's word. Hallelujah. And praise God, you can't get mad at me for telling you what the word said.
Amen. Come on.
And he said, if any man or woman, didn't say woman, but it means all the same.
Yeah.
Any man have not the spirit of Christ, he ain't none of his.
Amen. Come on.
Hallelujah. Burning with him in baptism.
Thank
raised
you.
With him in power.
Glory.
In a demonstration. Knowing this, that old man, there's too much of that old man alive in people. There's too much of that old woman alive in people. Too much. We want the world. We want the things of the world. But we got to want Jesus more than anything else.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
I love him. How much I got to love him?
With all my heart.
With all my soul. With all my mind. With all my strength, love not the world,
amen.
Neither the things of the world, but love of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes.
And I'm saying it. When I say love him, meaning you will obey him.
Amen. Come on.
If you love him, you'll follow him.
Amen.
You'll obey him. If he hadn't loved you, he wouldn't have done what he done. But he loved us. He died first. I'm going to get off here, Brother James. He's going to be coming on here.
Hallelujah.
Preaching, praise God. But praying. And as it said, the Bible scripture was, they begin to cry out, repent.
Yes.
For the kingdom of heaven. Knowing this, that old man is crucified with him. That the body of sin might be destroyed.
Yes.
That henceforth we shall not serve sin.
Amen.
Praise God. We shall not serve sin. For he that is dead.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Is free. You get that verse?
Yes.
For he that is dead is free from sin.
Amen.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
You're dead with Christ.
Praise the Lord.
Paul said, but nevertheless, I live. Crucified with Jesus.
Yes,
nevertheless, I live. That's where it's got to be. I've been crucified with Jesus.
Yes.
You've been crucified with Jesus. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ lives in me. And the life that I now live in this flesh, I live according to the word and the spirit and the power of the resurrected Savior. Our God ain't dead. He's alive forevermore. Hallelujah. And he's coming back.
Yes, he is.
And it's going to take, he said that same spirit raised Lazarus, same one that raised Jesus. Then he said, quicken your mortal body.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You're going to have to be quickened.
Amen. It's
going to take the power of God to bring you out of there that first resurrection. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Better know him. For he that is dead, we dead in this world, we can live. Hallelujah. For he that is dead is free from sin.
Amen.
Now, if we be dead with Christ, we believe, don't we?
Yes.
We get that? We believe if we be dead with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him.
Amen.
Woo!
Glory.
We be dead with Jesus. We live with him.
Yes.
If I ain't dead, I can't live with him. I'm still alive in this world.
Come on.
I can't live with Jesus. He said, we're in the world, but we ain't of the world. Love not the world, neither the things of the world. If the love of the world in you, the love of Jesus ain't in
you. Amen.
Hallelujah.
That's right.
I tell you, we got a lot to go to heaven first.
Yes, we do.
Brother James, we got a lot to rejoice and praise God for. Amen. Got more to go to heaven for than I've ever had before.
Yeah.
Got to keep on keeping on. Church, be strong. Praise God, believe in the Lord.
Yes.
Strengthen the things that remain. Paul said, better ready to die. For he said, I found your works perfect before God. Strengthen them things. Build yourself up in the most holy faith. Pray the Lord to help you. Praise God to have faith. Hallelujah. Get rid of doubt and unbelief. Let's bind hand in hand together in unity in the spirit and believe God for some miracles.
Yes.
He is a miracle worker. And hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. Brother Tim or however they're going to go.
Thank you.
It's good to be with you today. Pray for us. Pray for our children. Pray for our people. Grandchildren. Praise God one for another. Believe God. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
He's praying. Dakota's little boy had some little surgery in his mouth.
Yeah.
He's done a lot better.
Thank
you. Lord bless you. Hallelujah.
Brother Tim. Glory to your name.
This world has strayed so far away. We've forgotten how to worship. We've forgotten how to pray. But there's still, oh my friend, on this earth we trust. Let's seek out the old path. Let's turn back to God. Let's turn back to God. Let's turn back to God. It's the only way we can be saved. Let's turn back to God. Let's learn the trust and power and give Him back our heart. I tell you, friend, it's the only way to turn back to God. My Jesus said it before He went away.
Yeah.
I'm leaving now, but I'll return someday. If we expect to go with Him to we better get our hearts right. Let's turn back to God. Let's turn back to God. Let's turn back to God. It's the only way we can be saved. Let's turn back to God. Let's learn the trust and power and give Him back our hearts. I'll tell you, friend, it's the only way to turn back to God. Let's turn back to God. Let's turn back to God. It's the only way to tell you, let's turn back to God. Let's learn the God's power and give Him back our heart. I'll tell you, friend, it's the only way. Let's turn back to God. I'll tell you, friend, it's the only way. Let's turn back to God.
Okay, we're going to turn it back over to Mom now, and she's going to get James on.
205, come on in and tell us who you are and where you're at.
It's Brother James Miles from Detroit, Alabama.
Praise the Lord.
Here. Go ahead and obey the Lord.
Sis, you know, I want to thank God for another opportunity to get to stand up and be able to preach God's holy word. You know, people just, they're not studying this word like they should. Because I was thinking about how many people I know that are supposed to be saved, but they don't live like it. They live like the devil, but they claim Jesus. And you know, John the Baptist come and he was preaching that they need to repent for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And it's
in that's right.
In the fourth chapter, 12th verse, now when Jesus had heard that John was cast into prison, he departed into Galilee. He left Nazareth, went there, and verse 17 says, from that time began to preach and to say, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. But praise God, you know, the kingdom of heaven
is just a prayer away from a sinner. It's just really repenting one day. And I know that there's people that think they repent every day because they sin a little every day. But if you didn't do it right the first time, praise God.
No, brother.
Jesus will change you. And you'll change the direction. And anywhere that don't face sin, that's the way you'll go, and that's toward God. You'll head toward Christ. You'll try to be like him more and more every day. When you get down and pray, you seek out the Lord, and he puts the strength of God in you. When the devil comes, and let me tell you a little secret. If you're a preacher, he's still going to try me. He's still going to try to tempt me. And I have to tell him, get the hint, Satan. I don't want nothing to do with you. I don't want nothing to do with you. Because that's exactly what he does. He comes to us, preachers, the saints in the church. He comes to them like he does a sinner. He tries to tempt us, Christ, and draw us away from Christ. But we need to be looking at Jesus. But Peter, Peter got out of the boat.
Hallelujah.
But he quit looking at Jesus and looked down his waves and immediately was mistaken and cried out, Lord, save me. So people, when you cry, Lord, save me, and you get down and confess your sins and repent of them sins, they ought to be gone. Praise God. You're a new creature in Christ.
That's it.
And that means that that old stuff is gone out of your life. And now you're living a new life, one without sin, one that's holy and acceptable unto God. Praise the Lord. But you know what? Like that brother said, this country around the world's in bad trouble. But if we do that repent thing, here's what it says, Chronicles, over in verse chapter 7, start at verse 13, this is what God says. If I shut up heaven, that there be no rain, or if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among my people, if my people, which are called by my name, now what would that be? Christians, Christ. Christians is what the gospel shall humble and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Now mine eyes shall be opened and my ears attend unto the prayer that is made in this place. That place of repentance, he listened to this prayer. His eyes go. When you get down, glory to God, and you're truly repenting, and you're just bearing your heart to God, and saying, Lord, I ask you to come into my life. Lord, I'm sorry for the things I've done that were wicked and evil and vile and disgusting in your eyes.
Come on, praise God.
Save me from my wicked ways. Lord, I repent. I don't want to know that there's any sin in my life ever again. Lord, I don't want to be like some of them that says you got to sin a little every day. Lord, I don't want to sin no more any day. I've got Jesus, and that's enough for me, Lord. If it's not enough for you, friend, you need to get it right. You need to get back on them knees. You need to find a place to go in Christ. Forever, that you don't go back them same places you went. You don't go running with the same people you ran with. Glory to God. You're a Christian, and you hunt Christians to build up each other with your testimony and your word of faith. Glory to God. That's getting away from people. Ain't got testimonies no more. You anybody got a testimony? And you hear crickets. Nobody wants to say anything for God. I thought you repented. I thought you were born again. I thought you had Jesus living on the inside. Praise God. But you got nothing to say for him. You got nothing to be thankful for. You can't give him glory.
Yes, hallelujah.
You need to repent again. Because you didn't do it right. Something wrong. Praise God. Isaiah 55, verse 6, start out to seek ye the Lord when, while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he's near. Glory to God. Don't wait. Glory to God. When you decide to come to God, He might not be drawing you then, but you feel that tug on your heart tonight. Don't you wait for the preaching to end. You get down and repent. You ask God to save you right now. If you feel that tug in your heart, that's the time to cry out to God. That's the time to get right with Him. That's the time to repent. That's the time to come to Him with a broken heart.
Oh, James,
yeah.
Hallelujah.
And that contrite spirit is a repentative spirit that comes up and says, I'm sorry for everything I did, God. Please forgive me and set my feet on the rock of Jesus Christ. And don't let it stray no more. Let me have the Holy Ghost where He can teach me all things and bring it to my remembrance when old Satan tries and tempts me, God. And He'll do it. He goes on and said, let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him turn unto the Lord. And he will have mercy upon him. And to our God, He will abundantly pardon. Glory to God. Here's what I wanted you to know right there. God is not going to say, you've done too much. You've went too far. You've got too much sin. You've been running around with it. You've been taking dope. You've been drinking. All this stuff. I can't help you. He don't say that. If you come down and open your heart to God, praise the Lord. He said, I'm standing at the door knocking. He's waiting on you to open up and repent.
Hallelujah.
And go to God, speaking out the kingdom of heaven. Hallelujah, God. He'll open the doors and He'll come into you. He'll stop with you. He'll never leave you.
Yes, praise God.
But you've got to be ready when the time comes.
Yeah.
And God's pulling you and drawing you. I held on to the bottom of the pew many a time to keep going up that aisle. Praise God. But praise the Lord. He grabbed my hands loose one day and I flew up to that altar. And when I got up and come back, I ain't never been the same. I don't want to
Amen.
Thank the world,
yeah.
But they won't last anyway. You can get all the world and put it in your bank, and when you die, that's somebody else. But salvation, you can take it with you. Hallelujah, God. The grace of God will follow you right in the gate when your feet step on that gold street. Hallelujah. You can shout the praise of God because you trust in Him for your life.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory to God.
Yes, bless Him, Jesus.
For my thoughts are not your thoughts. Neither are my ways, saith the Lord.
Yeah.
You can't come up, praise God. There's too many goes up when they get caught in something. And I'm going to tell you this. This is the fact. They get caught in something wrong. And they get caught in it. And they'll go to the altar.
Mom.
They may be churchgoers. But they got caught in it wrong. And they'll go up there and make a big show in front of the whole church and get down and say they repented and done all this.
Yeah.
And get up, and a month later, they're doing something else. They got caught again. Why? Because they did not repent.
Yeah.
They just repented of you catching them. Praise God. God knows everything you do. He ain't got to be told about you. He ain't got to have come to God and say, hey, they're doing this. God already knows. Praise God. It's time to repent. Really repent. And get down
and
change. Glory to God. I think about how many times that I sat there in church and I thought the preacher knew my life. But what he's preaching on hit me right there between the eyes. And I'd get mad at him. Somebody told him what I was doing. Somebody had to tell him. Well, that's exactly what he preaches every time I come. It's just what I've been doing. He was preaching. That's what he's doing. He's preaching against wrongdoing. He's preaching sorriness out of you. Trying to tell you there's a better way. That's what we're doing tonight. Tim sung that song, glory to God. I come to see a soul saved. I come to see somebody call on the Lord and earn that forgiveness of glory to God. He said, for He would abundantly pardon and wipe your sin debt out. Glory to God. That's the God we serve. He's not going to throw you away.
I'm down. Yes. Hallelujah.
Ezekiel over here. And it comes out of chapter 18. Start at verse 21. He said this. You think you're sorry? You're too far gone? You've done too much? You've been over the cliff? You have fell into the lake of sin and you're drowning there? Well, here's what it said. But if the wicked will turn from all his sins that he hath committed, and keep all my statutes, and do that which is lawful and right, he shall surely live. He shall not die. He said, his transgressions that he hath committed, they shall not be mentioned unto him in his righteousness that he hath done. He said, have I any pleasure at all that the wicked should die, saith the Lord God, and not that he should return from his ways and live? Friend, I don't care what you've done. If I tell you this, if I started telling everybody everything I'd done when I was out in sin, it'd be 95% of it. He didn't just sit down. He don't need to be free. But I got news for you. The Bible says, he who's been forgiven much loves much. And I love the Lord above anything in this world, my family, anybody. He comes first. He's number one. Why? The things he took away, the things that tormented me, Friday, day and night, but Jesus come into my life, and they were gone.
Bless the Lord.
All the things I done, it was just gone. It's never returned. Why? Because I repented of it. I don't want it no more. I was sorry I ever did it. And he knew my heart when I gave it. That's why it's never troubled me again. That's why it never will. Praise God. Because Jesus knew when I come that I was ready to make that change. Are you? Do you need a change in your life? Life in shambles? Your marriage tore apart? Your kids get where they can't stand you? Because all you do is evil and you're mean to them and you talk ugly and cuss all the time and your whole family is so sick of it they don't even want you to come to grips with them. I can tell you how to fix it today. You just go back to Jesus. Y'all heard the story of the prodigal son. And he took his portion of his dead stuff and went out and wasted on righteous living. Evil. Went down that said, but he said when he came to himself, verse 17 of Luke 15, he said, how many hired servants of my father have bread enough? And I perish with hunger. He wasn't hungry for bread. He's hungry for God. That's what he's starving for. He said, I'll rise and go to my father and will say unto him, Father, I've sinned against heaven and before thee. And am no more worthy to be called thy son. See, he thought he sinned so much that the father wouldn't have mercy on him, but he didn't still love him. And he's been seeking for him the whole time and praying for him. Glory to God. But see, when he comes to himself, he went back to him. He said he arose and came to his father. But when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. And the son said unto his father, I've sinned against heaven in thy sight, and I'm no more worthy to be called thy son. But the Father, that's God, Joe. That's the same one I'm trying to get you to repent to. But the Father said to his servant, bring forth and put it on. Put a ring on his hand and shoes on his feet. Bring here the family. Let us eat and be merry. My son was dead. Now, how was he dead? He was dead in his sins and trespasses and is alive. He was lost. And his family. And they begin to be married. See, God rejoices. It tells you plainly that the angels of God rejoice over one sinner and comes to repentance. Glory to God. I bet you that they had a blowout when this old boy came. Because if they knew what kind of fella I was, they'd say, dear God, look what a change. Look what you've done in him. Look what the Spirit of God has woke him up to. Because he's walking right now. He don't want to do the things no more. They don't enter his mind no more. They don't torment him anymore. And he don't hear nothing for what's out in this world. All he wants is to eat and be clothed. And the Bible says, if you got that, you ought to be content. So praise God. He's got me right where he wants me. I'm content with Jesus. I'm content with clothes and food. That's all I need. He'll take care of the rest, folks.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. But you know, we got people, and I'm going to get on the subject, may touch somebody the wrong way. But that's me. I always do. You got people where you have revivals. Y'all may go to them at the same church, you know, over and over and see them. But there's always one or two that always get saved at every revival. They come revival time. Here they come to the altar, and they prayed, and they prayed through, and they got saved. But when you have another revival, here they come to the altar, and they're praying, they prayed through, and they got saved. You hear them dead. And I got a news for you.
Come on now, bro.
And it didn't work the second time. It didn't work. It ain't going to work at all till your heart changes, till you get you a new master. Satan's leading you around like a bull with a ring in his nose. You're just following him. Wherever he says go, you go. Whatever he says do, you do. And then you feel sorry and come and try to repent. I want to read the scripture to you right here that might tell you a little about this. It's out of the 6th chapter of Hebrews, first verse. It says, therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ, let us go on unto perfection, not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works and of faith toward God. You can't play that, Eric.
Hallelujah.
You can't play, I got dead works. There's sin in my, I got sin in the account. I need to come repent. I need to get down and seek God one more time. One more time. Just one more time, God. Here I am again, Lord. I need to go. And they never get what they went down to the altar for and get up and go home and do the same thing again. And I got news for everybody out there. God gets tired of that. He gets tired of a liar that comes down and says, God, I'm sorry. I long for your presence. I long for your presence. I come and repent before you, Lord. I'm on my knees, raising my hands to you, praising you, Lord. I want to change my life. And when they get up and they go out the door of the church, they go to grinning, everybody thinks I'm saved again. They go do the same thing. God ain't pleased with
me.
And there come a time when that door will shut. Remember what he said in Revelation. I put before you an open door, and no man can shut it. So glory to God. You can go to that door and go in to see Jesus. You can go into the Holy of Holies and be in his presence. But you can't keep going and keep going and keep going over the same sin, the same thing. You do it again and again. Praise God. You've never met him. You've never known him. Or they did a difference in your life. Glory to God. If you read over 1 John, it'll tell you that them that belongs to Jesus, his spirit's within them, and they cannot sin anymore. Glory to God. Why? Because he lives inside you. You can tell a Christian by his fruit they bear, but you can tell his guilt or disloyal. God, you can't come over and over and over and over and over and keep asking God to forgive you for the same thing that you keep going back and doing. You're fooling yourself, but you're not fooling God.
Bless
the
Lord, yes.
He knows you never really repented. You never got repentance. You never got forgiveness. You never got in the grace of God. You never received the Spirit of God. Because the Spirit of God comes inside only in those that's pure of heart. How do you get pure of heart, brother? To truly repent. To truly give up everything for the hope of receiving Jesus. You know, people don't, they don't want to say it that way because people get mad at them. Well, I've had to repent all the stuff four or five times. You didn't repent the first 3 or 4. I'm telling you, when you repent, truly repent, and come to Jesus Christ, there's a change made in you. There's a change of mind. There's a change of heart. There's a change of attitude. There's a change in how you look at things. There's a change in what you want to put your hands to. And glory to God, you won't want to touch sin no more. And once you felt Jesus Christ, he's come inside your life. Glory to God, you will not want that stuff on you, that filth of the world getting on you anymore. Because the Bible says your robe can't have a spot, a wrinkle, or a blemish.
Oh, man.
You can't get there. Well, what a spot it. What a wrinkle it. What a put a blemish on sin. Sin will not enter the kingdom of God. Why?
Amen. Come on.
The 7th chapter of Matthew, they said in that day, many will come. And they start telling what all they've done for it. I've cast out devils in your name.
Come on.
I've done
evil
in your name. He said, look at them. He said, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. They come up and confess that they were right with God. They come in the church and lift their hands sometimes. Sometimes they sit back like this because they ain't got nothing in them. They're hollow. A hollow man, they can fill you up quick. But when you're full of Jesus and the glory and the light of God inside you, praise God, Satan can't touch you anymore. You belong to the Most High God, and he keeps his own, praise God. He said he had them in his hand, and they nothing can pull you out of the hand of God. That's one you get out, you got to walk out in. You got to leave on your own because God will hold you. He'll be closer to you than a brother. He'll always hold you in his arms. Them old nail-scarred hands will be on you at all times. His protection, his shield of righteousness will be around you, glory to God. And that shield of faith in God, you can stand it up, and all the enemies in this world can shoot them fire darts at you, but they won't want them against you. Because if you're serving God, truly serving God, and in love with him, praise God, there's been a difference in you. And now you're a warrior. You're ready to go to battle anytime. If Satan comes around you, you can tell him to get out of here because I got the blood and you can't cross it. Ain't nothing you can do to me. I praise God that I ain't already been done. Jesus done the work. It's finished. Glory to God. He said the ones that be called, he knew them from the foundation of the world. He knows if you's going to be saved. He knows if you're a sinner. He knows what your life's going to be and how it's going to end up right now. But he's giving you a little more time.
Yes, hallelujah.
He's giving you another chance that if you'll come to God and you'll truly repent and you'll let go of everything just to get all, just like the woman with the issue of blood, she can just touch the hem of his garment. She knew she'd be made whole. Well, glory to God. Why don't you try that? If you can get to Jesus, you can be made whole. But you got to come with your whole heart. Because the Bible said that's the day you will die. You won't come this half-hearted repentance, this I'll give up everything but my favorite sin. I'll quit all in. I won't gamble no more. I won't steal no more. I won't lie very much. I won't cheat on my family much. And all this stuff. Well, I got news for you. Not much will get you into hell. Not a little will get you into hell. You got to be sinless, pure, holy, unblameable before God. And praise the Lord.
Yeah.
You can't live that way and do it your way. Because he said, I'm just ready. My ways are not your ways. If we get there, we're going to do it the way Jesus Christ said do it. We're going to do it in the ways of God. We're going to live how he said live. We're going to live the word of God. If it says you can't touch this or you can't do that, then we draw our hands back. I don't want to touch you.
All right.
That's all my body. That would defile the temple of God, because this is the temple of God. This is where, right now, the kingdom of God, he says, is within you, because his spirit resides in us. And people to read the scripture and understand what Brother Don wants to say it to them. They read it, but they just go right back. He said the kingdom of God is within you. If you've been born again,
if you've received
his spirit, glory to God, the kingdom of God is within us. We are the temple of the living God. And every time we worship his praise, he's right there with us. Glory to God. It ain't some God that can't be touched or can't be felt. Hallelujah. You get down and you're in need. You are crying out. You can feel that Spirit of God get on you. And you know the answer's gone.
Hallelujah.
A few days ago, we had a big storm come. 65-mile-an-hour wind gust. No. And I got out and went to praying against it, praying Mark 4. And I held my hands up, prayed against it. And you could hear across the road, there was trees, tops are breaking out, limbs are breaking. Ain't one limb. None of them broke off around our house. And the trees just barely moved. Across the road, they were praying over and coming back.
Yes, praise the Lord.
I asked God, he said, if you ask him, I will do it. But praise God, he did it. And if you got a little faith, you can have it done for you too. You can ask for your children to come in. Hey, they might not come in that day, but you know they're coming because you asked his faith and you're standing in faith for it each and every night and day. You're praising him that your children are coming in. They're not in yet. I prayed and prayed, and I'm going to tell you a little secret. I got whooped one night. I prayed so hard for my kids to come in. I prayed and I prayed. I sought God. I fasted and prayed. And I got in a prayer meeting one night. I got in a corner. I was over praying. And I said, Lord, you see it. And if I'd served you with all I had, that you saved my whole household. God, you ain't brought my kids in. What's wrong, God? And here come a man over there. Didn't have one clue what I was praying. Laid his hand on my back. And he went speaking in tongues and he broke loose. And he said, I have called them. And I've called them many times. They will not listen. But I will bring them in. Since then, when I pray, I thank God for them coming in. Because he's going to. He said so. And
yeah,
he said
hallelujah.
I praise God. He said if you'd repent and truly repent and come with a broken heart and a contrite spirit, I praise God, he'd take your sins away. He said, turn from your evil ways. Turn from your thoughts. Turn from what you've been doing and turn to God, and he will abundantly pardon. Praise God. We got the word of God to stand on. It's better than anything else.
Amen.
Yes, yes.
You know, the churches today, everyone that goes to church thinks they're right. They think they're saved. They're above all sin, all that. But have y'all ever read Revelation? When he talked to the seven churches, praise God, he got to talking to them. And I'll just read one. This is under the angel of the church of Sardis, chapter 3, start the first verse. And he said this, under the angel of the church in Sardis write, these things saith he that hath the seven spirits of God and the seven stars. I know thy work,
yeah.
And thou hast a name that thou livest and art dead. He's talking about sinners that's in the church house, ain't he? They ain't got no testimony. They ain't got a shout. They don't have hands that can get up. They don't have a mouth to say, amen. Thank you, Jesus, for what you've done. They don't say a word. They can sit quiet through a whole service. No matter how good they preach, how good the songs are, they can just sit there. They're dead. And he said, be watchful and strengthen the things which remain that are ready to die. Now that's what he said. For I have not found thy work perfect before God. Now this is speaking to the church. He said, remember therefore how thou hast received and heard and hold fast and repent. I therefore, thou shalt not watch. I will come on thee as a thief, and thou shalt know what hour I will come upon thee. You see, if we don't get right with God, even though you've been going to church for 50 years, praise God, if you don't truly get right with God, he's watching you, and he's going to come on you. Just like the brother said, people's leaving every day. They don't know when God's going to call their name. They might not even be sick. Lay down in the bed, just don't wake up. Get in the car.
Mom,
start the car. Somebody run into them. They're dead right there on the spot. They don't know when it's coming. I don't know when it's coming. You don't know when it's coming. But don't let God find you until work's dead. Praise God. He said, thou hast a few names, even as Sardis, which have not defiled their garments. They shall walk with me in white, for they are worthy. So there's a few in every church that they don't do that best. They've got something to say for God. Usually you got the handful that gets up and praises God. When people come to the altar, they're the ones that praise for them. It's all over that cat. The rest of them sit there and look at you. And it goes on. He said, he that overcometh, the same shall be clothed in white raiment.
Yeah.
And I will not blot out his name out of the book of life. But I can
promise
his name before my Father and before his angels. Now, friend, you talk about serious. That's people that have come and received the second birth. And yet they dried up. It's just like a grape on the vine. You don't pick it, it'll dry up and then fall off. Well, they're dried up. Their works are dead. They quit doing anything with it. They let God. He's supposed to be in them, but they don't never say nothing about it, do nothing with it. Go testify. Go witness. Go beg. Get out and just pray for people out here that need prayer. They don't do it anymore. And he said, you better repent. If you don't, he said, I'll blot your name out of the Lamb's book of life. If it's rolled in there, friend, you need to do everything you can to keep it rolling there. Because these people today, hallelujah, they think they got it made. I've been in church for 55 years, praise God, and you ain't never know God one day. Because if you did, you'd still have a glory to God, a testimony. You still have a witness. You still have works. You'd be doing
amen.
Something for God all the time. Glory to God. I don't go to Walmart. Why I don't tell two or three people about the Lord Jesus? Wherever you go, you got to be that light of God. He said, remember, we said when he was here, I'm the light of the world. But he said after he left, it's broken. You are the light of the world because I'll shine out of you. And praise God, you can't put a blinder over the light of God and expect him to still treat you the same as those faithful children that have been going out and working every day for him, as praying and preaching and teaching and showing others that there's a better life to live. There's a way that when you repent, you don't back up from it. You go forward because God has not given you all there is to get just because you got down and repented. We got to go on and seek more and seek God and ask him for the provision of his glory to come upon us, that it can be seen in us, that others might see and believe and repent and be saved. Glory to God. That's what it's about. It ain't about James Miles being some great person, mighty man, because I'm not. I'm saved by the grace of God, the mercy of God. He's took my sins and covered them with his precious blood, washed me clean, glory to God. I didn't do a thing to deserve it. I just come and ask him to. And I repented. But when I repented, I repented. I don't want to go back there. I want to go home. I want to go up there. I got people in heaven that I love. I want to be with them again. I want to see old Isaiah and all the old prophets. I want to go talk with every one of them. But first, I want to see Jesus. I want to go to the throne and kneel down.
Yes.
And thank you for every time that I felt so weak, so undeserving, so full of everything except what I wanted to feel. I'd feel like a failure. People wasn't getting saved. People not moving in the church. And it was my fault. I wasn't preaching right. I wasn't doing right. And you know, I'd get down and break down and get in that low condition. And he'd always come to me. And the Spirit of God would raise you up. You keep going.
Yep.
You keep preaching. You keep telling them. You keep warning them. You keep being there for them. If they call on you in the middle of the night, get up and go to them. If they're in the hospital, go and pray for them. Go and be with them. You cheer up their people. Tell them about Jesus. Tell them about the hope that only he can bring. Tell them he's the healer and the restorer of these physical bodies, but he's the restorer and the healer of our soul above all things. Praise God.
Yeah.
He's looking for people that's zealous of good works. He's looking for people
that's
ready to go out and share the gospel. You don't have to be a preacher to go out and share the gospel of Jesus Christ. You can go tell of his love, his mercy, his grace, and he shed abundantly on you. You can go out and be that light that others can't be because you truly got Jesus in you. And today, they're getting fewer, and they're getting further between them. It's getting to work. When you go to church sometimes, the whole church will sit there through a service, and every once in a while they'll look at their arms, see if it's 5 bucks a day, and go to the
world.
Nobody raise their hand up. Nobody say something about what God's done for them. But praise God, I determined I'm not going to be that one. I'm not going to be one of them. I'm in a royal number, a royal priesthood, hallelujah, God, and I've got to live up to it. I've got to be able to lift up the name of Jesus and show the world that he lives in you. And he'll live in you if you'll let him. And he's that same. I've told the Lord many times, I ain't never got that grace and mercy. Then lay down the things that you're holding on to. People hold on, Brother Don, they hold on to stupid stuff that they don't want to let go of, whether it's going to ball games and drinking beer, or whether I want to smoke a little pot every once in a while. Well, I take pills, but really my back's been hurt for years and years, and I take pills, and they don't want to give it up to get a hold of eternal life. It don't even make sense. The things that they hold on to, and they throw God away when they need to throw them things away and get a hold of God and let him heal them of their sins, forgive them once and for all, and let it be done. It's over. It is finished, he said on the cross. And he said it is finished when he brought his spirit to me. I got baptized in a creek up in Kentucky the 15th of January. While we were in the water, it snowed the cars white. But I got baptized. I would not put it off. I just had pneumonia the week before. My wife said, you don't need to be in that water. I said, God ain't going to let me get sick. Don't worry about it. I had to get baptized. I wanted to show the Lord I was serious. Got in that creek. I come out of that water, and I come up, never spoke in tongues before. And I'll tell you right now, I didn't much believe in it. I can tell you. I come out of that water. I come up shouting, ran up the creek, and was speaking in tongues. And glory to God, I got something right then and right there. And it ain't never failed me. It ain't never left me. It's carried me through every trial, every trouble, every tribulation, the death of my loved ones. Glory to God, he's been right with me. He's never left me. He's never forsook me. And glory to God, I'll not forsake him now. I'm too close to home. And praise God, you don't know how close you are to home. No matter who you
Jesus.
Are, how old you are, where you live, what you do, you don't know if Jesus gonna call your number tonight.
Yes, hallelujah.
I come to see a soul saved. That's the song at Tim's yeah. song. Well, that's what I come for. Tonight I want to hear from somebody. Hey, brother, I got saved. Write in. Tell us that I got saved on this broadcast. I heard the preaching. I heard you go through the steps all over it. Now, where you're telling me, it didn't matter what I'd done if I would repent. And truly repent that God would forgive me. I thought I was beyond repentance. There's been people get saved in the jailhouse. I used to preach at Alvin in the jail. And glory to God, there was people that got saved in the jailhouse. And when they got out, they didn't come back no more. And you could tell the ones that acted like they repented, because about a month, they'd be back in there again on the same thing.
Amen.
Well, that's what people are doing is praying for God today. They're repenting, but they're going right back to the same mud hole wallering again. Come back.
Oh, yeah.
They go back to the same mud hole and they waller again. Just like the sow that was washed. They go back to the mud hole and waller in that sin and filth of the world. But do you know that Brother Don covered this? In Revelation, he said that the books will be opened. And another
yeah. Yeah. Sure did.
And in first book, you got one. You got your book. I got my book. And it's what your life writes in there. Shows Jesus, if you ever truly repented, if you ever truly received, you might be going to church and be a deacon. You might be in there and be a pastor. But if you've never truly repented and come to Jesus with a broken heart, and a contrite spirit, then you're still
yes,
lost. And it ain't going, you're not going to gain nothing if you fool the whole world. Because God is not mocked. He's not deceived.
Right.
He can't be fooled. Glory to God. He said, what you whisper in the closet, in secret, will be shouted from the rooftops. So you think if you can get your sin past God and make it in the kingdom. Well, I got news for it. God said you can't. He said, I'll give you right to your face. Depart from me, you that work iniquity. I never knew you.
Amen.
It don't matter how long you've been in the church, but it matters if you're part of the church. You got to be part of the church to belong to Jesus Christ. Because the church is the body of Christ. That's what it's called. And
Amen.
Praise God, if we're not in it, it's because we didn't truly repent and get in it. Glory to God. Sometimes I get a little fired up on this, but I got news for you. I care about you. Brother Don cares
yeah.
about you. And I know I've been preached so many times, and he always preaches hard. He preaches everything he's got in. I've seen him pick up that Bible stand at Betty's up and be totally to preach it and get spirit on him strong. That's why we care about it. We care about souls. We care about people's lives. We care about seeing them fall in love. When there's a loving God that wants you in his arms so bad that he sent his son to die on that cross for you.
Yes,
to
give
him
amen.
Life, give his blood, took all that beating, everything they did to him for you, that you could find salvation. If you didn't, don't cry when God turns you away. Don't say, but Lord, hadn't I done up? You wrote your book. You're the one that writes it. Nobody else. It's the book of your life. It's going to be open. God's going to look at it. Then he's going to see if your name's written down. Because if you hadn't truly repented, you don't have your name in that other book. And remember what I read. He said, if you don't repent, you don't come back, you don't quit what you're doing, he said, you better, unless I block your name out of the Lamb's Book of Life. If it's been put in there, it can be taken out. I thought that was weird. People told me they believe this. They believe that once you come and you get under the grace of God, ain't nothing you can do, nothing you can say, nothing nobody else can do or whatever that can bring you out of that. As long as you stay faithful to God, it's true. But you can sin, and sin will bring you out. Sin will find you out. Sin will keep you out. You won't go in. Praise God.
Yes, hallelujah.
Because sin will find you out.
Hallelujah.
You can't deceive God. Now, you can fool me, and you can fool Brother Don. You might fool Sister Betty, but I guarantee you can't fool God. He knows everything about you. He knows every number of hairs on your head. If you're bald, he knows what you to be.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. It's time to get down and ask God into your life once and for all and be done with the foolishness of the devil. You can serve him all you want, but your reward will be exactly what he gets. You'll be in that lake of fire with him. All of eternity.
Amen.
You'll be there for him to torment you and laugh at you because you were so stupid. You turned away God and you wanted to serve me. Can you imagine what that's going to feel like? Your own foolish desires, your own foolish lusts cast you into a lake of fire burning with brimstone. It's up to you tonight.
Yes, Lord.
Just pray with me right quick. If you really want to repent, this is the time to do it. Because this is another opportunity God has given you to really repent and come to know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, to see your life change for the better, to see your sins washed away forever, never to be brought up again, as long as you don't do them anymore. Let's go to God. Dear Heavenly Father, right now as we come before the mighty throne of God, we come in the blessed name of Jesus for each and every soul under God that they've been pretending for so long to be a
praise.
They've never known.
They
never give up their own lust, their own desires for the thing of the world, the things that Satan dangles in front of them. But tonight,
Lord,
I ask you to let them be broken free. Freed and set apart, God, and let your spirit come with them. Forgive them of their sins. If they ask you, God, I know what it says in 1 John, 1st chapter, 9th verse. You said that we confess our sins, and you were faithful and good to forgive our sins and to cleanse us from all
unrighteousness.
Dear God, if one cries out right now, I ask you, God, just to forgive their sins, Lord, to clean them from all unrighteousness. But God, put that desire that they don't want to go back. They don't want to go back into the darkness once they've seen the light of God, that they'll never crave darkness again. But they want to walk in your marvelous light. They want to live the life of a Christian. They want to live with a testimony on their lips, Jesus Christ in their hearts, letting their family and the world see that there's a difference in me. Can you see Jesus in me? If not, I'm not doing it right. Praise God, that's the way I feel, Lord. If they can't see Jesus in me, Lord, help me. I'm not doing it right. God, just pray that you move on each one out there, the ones that has to repent at every revival, the ones that every week or two they have to go up in the altar, pray for forgiveness for something else they've done. God, change them. Please change them. Before it's everlasting too late, Lord, remember my lost children, all of our lost family members, all the lost in this world, God. It's time that the church cried out and fasted. And laid stuff aside where they can do the will of God in their lives. God, give it to me first, a greater desire to see the lost brought in, Father. A greater drive and determination to tell Satan you can't have this one and to pray him out of their lives, God. Lord, I pray
right now,
somebody out there turn to you every hour and cry out, Lord, please accept me. Because truly the prodigal has come home. Lord, I just ask you to have abundant mercy. Just, Lord, you said that you would abundantly pardon. So, God, do that. And, Lord, if there's one thing that I hadn't done or that I've done wrong, Father God, I ask forgiveness for me and give me the wisdom that I do better from this day forward because, God, I don't want to fail. I'm too close. I can almost see the gate to home.
Yes,
I want to be able to walk through those gates and rejoice with the saints of God forever and ever. And I pray this in Jesus' mighty name, giving you all the glory and honor. Amen. Amen.
You know, man,
life's too short to live it in sin. And by short, I mean there's a lot of people. Now, I can tell you this. I went up to my high school reunion, the 50th reunion. There was like, I believe it was 38 people that had passed away in my class. They were done gone. And I'm sure they didn't plan on leaving that early. But I pray to God that they was ready when they did leave. And I'm praying for you.
Yeah.
And I'm going to keep praying for you. And I'm going to turn it over to Sister Betty. I know we need to pray over the prayer requests and stuff. So
bless
I'm going to turn
you,
it
brother.
Over. God bless you, brother.
Praise God. Thanks for coming on and obeying the Lord. Thank our pastor for coming on and obeying the Lord. We know that people are being touched because the word says that it would not go back out void, but it would accomplish what it was sent for to do. So we just thank everybody for tuning in tonight. And we got about 7 minutes. We're going to be praying over the needs. So if you have any prayer requests, get them turned in so we can pray over them. We got quite a few coming in. And little Landon, he was really sick yesterday. I know his blood pressure had dropped really low. They had to take him to the hospital. And so remember little Landon and all the other ones that are taking chemo. Let's still remember Jay and Dora. Dora got a good praise report that she was cancer-free, but she still needs, you know, to get her strength back and everything. So let's continue to pray for them. And let's continue praying for all the ones that are going through chemo, all the ones that need salvation. There's just so many needs here that God knows every single one of them. And
amen.
We're just going to take them to the Lord in prayer.
Yes.
But, yeah.
Pray for my brother-in-law, Freddie Lindley, that's married to my older sister. His sister died today. Pray for them and their family.
Okay. You have any more?
Just remember me that I want to do greater things for God. I want him to give me more of him that I can fulfill his desire for me in this walk of life. And in the next one, glory to God, I just want to be able to rejoice in the streets of heaven. All my lost kids.
Amen. You have any? Okay, we're just going to take all of them to the Lord in prayer.
Hallelujah.
God knows every single one of them, and we're just going to pray over them. So everybody just pray along with us and believe with us that God's going to touch and meet the need.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Jesus, we come again, God, as we come, Lord, agreeing together, Lord, on these needs and requests, God, tonight, Lord, that needs a healing. Lord, it needs a touch, God, them that's in the hospital, nursing home, wherever they may be at, God, tonight, that needs you, Jesus, in their heart and life, God, and needs, Lord, we pray for faith, we pray for wisdom and knowledge, God, that we can pray and doubt not in our hearts, but believe, Lord, that you are the great physician. You're the Lord thy God that healeth me, Lord. We pray tonight, Lord, in every need, every name on these papers, God. Lord, we pray that you would come down, Lord, in a mighty way, Jesus, and Just touch them and heal them, Lord. As you walk the shores of Galilee, everywhere you went, went about doing good. I know, Lord, you're still healing and doing good in this day and hour. God, we believe you to touch every one of them, Lord. We agree together in your mighty name, Jesus, because there's power. Lord, there's deliverance in your name, Jesus, God. And we'll give you the praise. We'll give you the glory, God. We'll thank you, Lord, what you're doing in this hour, God. We see the miracles and hear the things, Lord. God, how that you're moving and touching, Lord. Glory to God. Name, Jesus. We pray.
Our pastor, he's going to be coming on Monday, every Monday, so at 6 o'clock, and it's under Pastor.
Pastor Don Harris on his page.
It's under Pastor Don Harris, and it's on his page, and you'll find it there at 6 o'clock every Monday. Yes, and then on Thursdays, we'll be here from 6 to 8. So just join us and tell all your friends and your family about it. Be praying for us and we'll be praying for you. Amen. I'll just say go with God and he will go with you. So God bless and we love everybody. See you next week.
Bye.
God bless y'all. Love y'all.
God bless. We love y'all too. Bye.
Bye-bye.